Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Fine, sir. I know you don't get to a lot of town meetings, but I guess you're going to check in on at least one.
Well, yeah, this is unique. CNBC is hosting a town hall meeting with the president today at 11 o'clock. That's noon, but of course 11 o'clock our time. And usually these things don't draw much attention, but this one is receiving a lot of attention. In fact, Kramer, the wild man on CNBC that has the Mad Money show every afternoon, says that Wall Street will be watching to see what the attitude is, whether it's the same Obama who seems to be referring to banks and Wall Street as fat cat overpaid guys, or whether or not it's a more, I guess, conciliatory message. And so a lot of people think that'll set the tone perhaps for this week, which is going to be a week that's going to be chock full of economic numbers. The big one, the big thing that people will be watching tomorrow is the Fed. The FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee, will be meeting tomorrow. They'll be releasing their report, their terse reply at 1:15 our time tomorrow afternoon. Now, we know they're not going to lower rates because you can't go below zero, but a lot of people think that this meeting could be quite contentious. There have been some dissenting votes the last several times that they've met. There could be a sign from Bernanke that perhaps they're going to start a new program of purchasing Treasury bonds to keep interest rates lower, so we'll see what happens there. The market will watch that very carefully. And there's a lot of data this week related to housing, and of course that's critically important because what we're beginning to see, if you talk to people that are involved in not just the housing sector but in the manufacturing sector that's dependent upon housing, they'll tell you that even though they had great increases in sales in May and June and perhaps even in July, that they're seeing a drastic slowdown in orders. I was talking to someone that works at one of the local companies here, a large manufacturing company, just a few days ago, and said the same thing. And we'll get building permits tomorrow, housing starts tomorrow, and then we'll get existing home sales on Thursday. Also on Thursday, we, of course, get that number that we look at every Thursday morning, and that's people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time. There's also some large companies releasing earnings this week, Adobe being one of them. We'll continue to follow that because there's been some good news in the tech sector. Last week we had great news from the maker of BlackBerry, Research in Motion. We had good numbers from Oracle, and the shocking news, good news, that Cisco would begin paying dividends for the first time ever. So we'll see if Adobe can keep the fire cooking under the tech sector.
John, I misspoke a minute ago. I said that you didn't get to many town meetings, and of course I meant to say town hall meetings. You get to a lot of meetings here in the Fort Smith area, and to me it seems like the feeling in terms of business is fairly good, but you're kind of worried what might happen next. What are the people telling you when you go out?
Well, what they're telling me is this. They're concerned about the fact that, yeah, things are still improving, but the rate of improvement has drastically slowed down. We're seeing deacceleration, and we're also seeing that that confirmed in numbers throughout the economic sector, throughout the nation. So we're hitting a quote soft patch, or whatever you want to call it. That's what some of the people at the Fed have been calling it. And the beige book numbers that they got last week that they'll be using for their meeting tomorrow will indicate the same thing, that throughout the different geographic areas of our country and the various sectors, particularly in manufacturing, which is important to us, we're seeing a significant rate of deacceleration in the growth.
All right, John. Appreciate the report and look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Take care, Bill.
That is John Taylor. Stern, AG & Leach is the company, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can reach John at one of those meetings around our area, or you could call him, 479-782-2527. He has his